Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
I'd like a story today about a real hero, somebody that saves the day and is all the better for it.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here as always with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Fair warning, today is a little bit of a darker True Crime To Go, but a fantastic story nonetheless. Just making sure you know before we get into it.
Well, and I know that off the bat, I'm surprised that you brought this one to us, and I'll just leave it at that, and I'll say, why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, this is a pretty horrific story out of Dadeville, Alabama, but it really does have a hero of this story. This hero is a 12-year-old girl who managed to escape after being held captive for nearly a week in a rural mobile home. But what she revealed was even more chilling. Authorities arrived at the home to find two dismembered bodies in that same house. Jose Polino Pascal Reyes, a 37-year-old who was there, now faces charges of first-degree kidnapping, capital murder, and corpse abuse.
So let's just start with this girl and her story, because she is the hero and her courage is just outstanding. Around July 24th, she was abducted and she was taken to this guy's mobile home. And according to court documents, she was restrained to bedposts. She was drugged with alcohol and subjected to horrific abuse. Despite all this, she found the strength to chew through her restraints, damaging her braces in the process, and somehow she managed to escape. A passing driver spotted her walking down the road and quickly alerted authorities.
And that's why I wanted to tell the story. I want to make sure this hero's story is being told, and felt like this was the right venue for it. But police followed up on her claims and went to the mobile home. And like I said, what they found was horrific. A woman identified as 29-year-old Sandra Vasquez Ceja and a young boy under the age of 14 whose initials were used in court documents, but not his real name. They determined that the woman was smothered with a pillow while the boy was brutally beaten to death. Pascal Reyes then dismembered their bodies, cutting them at the joints, likely in an effort to try and hide the evidence.
Eventually, the suspect would confess to the crimes and admit that the victims were his girlfriend and his son. He was arrested after the girl's escape, and he was taken into custody. He was housed in Auburn, which is about 25 miles away from the crime scene. He's now being held in Tallapoosa County Jail. He's facing a slew of charges, including capital murder, corpse abuse, and the list could go on. With this case still unfolding, I just want to point out, like you said, the bravery of this 12-year-old girl is really the key reason why these horrific crimes were even brought to light in the first place.
Local authorities were very quick to, Sheriff Jimmy Abbott was the first to describe her as a hero, to survive that week of captivity, abuse, and fear, and then to be so determined to get away that she chewed her way through her restraints as a 12-year-old, John. This isn't like a former Marine escaping captivity. This is a 12-year-old child. We have 12-year-olds in our homes, and it's just amazing what she was able to accomplish, saving her own life, but also potentially saving the lives of other victims in the future. And what hasn't come out yet, John, is just why this 12-year-old was taken. The other victims were related to him. So why did he decide to kidnap this young lady? And how many lives could she have saved just by breaking free and getting this guy caught? Now, I know that she is a hero, but there's going to be years of dealing with this trauma, and I'm not sure she'll ever get over it, John, but I'm just in awe of what she did.
She is a hero, and I don't want that to be forgotten, but that's our perspective. From her perspective, I cannot imagine an ounce of the fear that she had, the bravery that she had to have in order to even want to fight for her life. If she was aware that there were two people that he, you know, quote unquote, would have loved, then she probably saw little to no hope, but she was a fighter, and it is going to be something that she will never forget. It's going to be traumatic for the rest of her life. I have faith in her that as a fighter, she's going to work through this and hopefully come out the other side stronger than ever. But man, my prayers for her as she copes with all of this for a long, long time, her family, but man, I'm so thankful that she fought her hind end off to get away from this guy and then bring him to justice.
Absolutely. And again, I wanted to, we don't have her name, and which I completely agree with, but just had to bring this story out and let her story be told in a bigger way. And just really hopeful this guy never sees the light of day again. But again, a little more serious than most of our true crimes go, but I wanted the story to be told, so I brought it here. So thanks for hanging out with us. This has been a pretty intense crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.